not a good show to look at. He just tried to get out of his anniversary dinner. And then we blessed the Lord. How many are glad to be in the presence of the Lord? How many are glad to be in the house of the Lord? Amen. I thought I saw somebody sleep here. Is that Andre?
Amen.
Andre, you came at the wrong time. You're not supposed to leave Georgia coming to New York in the cold. We thank God for giving you traveling mercies and for you being in here in the presence of the Lord. How many are glad just to be alive?
Amen.
I said, how many are glad just to be alive? Amen. I'm going to ask you to stand for our scripture reading. And then I actually prepared a message yesterday and this morning. But how many know sometimes you have to surrender to God's Spirit? And what you prepare may not be what the Lord wants at that time, and I really thought I had any message. Amen. I studied, I was here early this morning, I prayed, and I had the message, but as, I don't know if I was praying and singing, I don't know what, all I know is God put something different in my spirit. Amen. And I like to try to be obedient to God, because the Bible says, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Now, we have a tendency in church, when God sends a message down our way, we have a tendency to shut down, amen, and think that somebody's talking about us. Can we just let God be God?
Yes.
Can we just let God be God? Amen. Put the old negative thoughts out of your mind. God does not give us negative thoughts. Amen. Jesus said, I came that you might have life, and that you might have it more abundantly. So can we just say, speak, Lord,
from
thy servant here. Once again, speak, Lord, from thy servant here. Amen. I'm going to ask you to stand for our scripture reading, which will be coming from St. John's, the 11th chapter. We're going to read verses 21. 32, and then we're going to skip down to read verses 37 through 44. Amen. This has been a challenging week.
Yes.
Amen. It's been a trying week. Not so much because of what God is about going through, but what I see others are going through. It's been a challenging week. And if we are not careful in our challenges, we have a nerve to point a finger of accusation and blame God for what we're going through. Can we say praise the Lord? But God is good. The Bible says his mercies endure forever. How many know God is good? I said, how many know God is good? So can we just right now just think of the goodness? Can we just think of the goodness of Jesus? And all that he's done for us. Can somebody so Jesus said, who by taking thought can add one cubit to their stature? And the Lord knows what things we have need of before. But he said, if you just seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, God said, all those other things I will what? Add to you. And we just bless the Lord. We thank God for my wife being here, and we thank God for all of you, as I always say. Because if you weren't here, there would be no agape. Amen. So can you all give yourself a praise? Give yourself a hand of praise. Come on, give yourself a hand of praise. Maybe you have some troubles, maybe you have trials, maybe you have tribulation, but you're here.
Amen.
I said you might have troubles, but you're here. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. Verse 21 of this 11th chapter reads, then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hast been here, my brother had not died. Verse 32, then when Mary was come where Jesus was and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying unto him, Lord, if thou hast been here, verse 37. And some of them said, could not this man, which opens the eyes of the blind, have caused that even this man should not die? Jesus, therefore, again, groaning in himself, coming to the grave, it was a cave, and a stone lay upon it. Jesus said, take ye away the stone. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, said unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he hath been dead
4 days.
Jesus said, all right, that's what I like in an impossible situation. Lord, just speak a word. I sit in an impossible situation.
Hallelujah.
Our Lord, just speak. Tell me, say, speak a word, Lord.
Speak a word, Lord.
Come on, tell me, say, speak a word,
Lord.
Amen. Yeah. Jesus said unto her, said I not unto thee, that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God. Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast
heard.
Ah, Lord, thank you.
Yes.
Can we say thank you?
Thank you.
Lord, I thank you that you heard me. And I knew that thou hearest me.
Always.
I knew that thou hearest me.
Always.
But because of the people which stand by, I said that they may believe that thou hast sent me. And when he thus has spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with graveclothes, and his face was bound with a napkin. Jesus said unto them, loose him, and let the Lord be blessed in this afternoon. We thank you for being a God that specializes in things that are impossible. Lord, we thank you this afternoon that when man says no, you can say yes. Lord, we thank you that when others say it can't be done, you said just be still. Hallelujah. And know that I'm God. Lord, this afternoon we ask you to speak. Lord, touch some soul this afternoon. Lord, that the relatives of Lazarus said, Lord, if you have. You ever meet some people that always talk about if this was or that was, if all of these things hadn't been done, then my situation wouldn't be like it is now. Lord, if you would have done this, I wouldn't be in the predicament that I'm in now. Hallelujah. So you got all those gifts you have been around. If, or if you, if it ain't, if you had it, if I had. How about that God be God? How about that God be God? Because the Bible says the Lord knows. Do you know the Lord knows the weight that I take? And Job said, I might be in trouble right now, but I shall come forth. Shall come forth as is God, and God knows the way to the end of that.
Yes, hallelujah.
Amen. When you try to deal with God on an intellectual basis, it doesn't work. Because the scripture said, men are ever learning, but they're never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. It's so important today. Don't believe a lie. Don't believe rumors. Don't believe what everybody else is telling you. But believe the truth. Because Jesus said, if you know the truth will make you free. Hallelujah. A lot of us are all wrapped up, tied up in situations because we don't yet believe the truth. When you believe the truth, hallelujah, even when the devil tells you a lie, he can't keep you bound because the truth will make you
free.
Anybody this afternoon feel like you need to be free? Then you need to believe and embrace the truth. Don't listen to friends. Don't listen to rumors. Don't listen to lies. Say, if you can't tell me the truth, then don't tell me anything at all. Can we say thank you, Lord? So they were talking to the master like he was a messenger boy. Hey, amen. We're supposed to talk to God like he's God. They appointed a finger of accusation at the Lord. Don't ever do that. Don't ever point your finger at God saying, Lord, if you. Just say, Lord, whatever you have for me. Lord, however you have to shape me. Lord, however you have to mold me. Lord, whatever you have to do, just do it. For above all else, Lord, I must be saved. But let's keep going. So verse 37, the Lord says, some of them said, could not this man which opened the eyes of the blind have caused that even this man should not have died? Jesus therefore again groaning in himself coming to the grave. It was a cave, and a stone was upon it. Jesus said, take ye away the stone. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, said unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he's been dead. God is trying to set somebody free.
Hallelujah.
And they can't get free because they keep telling the God all the stuff that is in the past. All that messed me up from before. And the Lord said, the next verse is, all I want you to do is believe. I don't know what you might be experiencing today, but stop talking about what could have, should have, or would have been done, but just believe. He says, said I not unto thee that thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the God what to do. The Lord asked Job, he said, Job, where were you when I laid the foundation of the world? He said, Job, where were you when I put the sun in the sky? Job, where were you? Hallelujah. When I did all of this. He said, where were you? Because Job got to the point that he thought his righteousness exceeded God. When we start pointing fingers at God and accusing God, we are telling God, I'm more righteous than you are. Amen. So the Lord goes on to say, verse 41, they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank you. Anybody just got to, can you just say thank you?
Thank you, Jesus.
You want some deliverance from God? Start on fire.
Thank you.
The Bible says that everything we are to give, Lord, I don't like what I'm going through, but I thank you. Lord, I don't like the course of my life, and when I look back the way you brought me from, Lord, I don't like it, but I still say, I'm on your name with Jesus. I don't like all the trouble that I had. I don't like the direction my life has taken, but I still say, thank you.
Time.
I do that God hears me always. But I want in this for you all to see what to do when you're in it. That's in everyday English. He said, I knew you heard me. God, you already knew. He said, I only did this for those to see so that they can learn how to come to you the right way. He said, I know that you already hear me. He said, I did it for the people that they may believe that thou hast sent me. And when he had thus spoken, he cried with a loud voice. He cried with a loud voice. God said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to call your impossible situation by name. Anybody want God to call their impossible situation by name? He didn't just say, come forth. He said, but I'm going to name it so you can name it. So I'm going to name your impossible situation so that you know that I'm God. Hallelujah. And I'm God all right. Anybody want God to call your situation? Anybody want God to touch it? Amen. So God calls Lazarus forth. Amen. And then after he calls him forth, amen, in verse 44, it says, and he then, in a possible situation that was, that impossible thing that people said could not be done, God said, I'm going to call that situation by name. He said, it was. I don't know about you today, but I got some deliverance in my words. Some feeling in my spirit.
Loose them and let them. How many of
about what I used to
do. Thank you, Jesus.
Tell me all this stuff I remember about Jesus.
Yes.
And I'm just shocked. Can't the church get to the point spiritually that we stop trying to be God?
Yes.
I just want, can we just leave some stuff alone? All the talk in the world won't change. All the gossip in the world won't change. All the discord in the world hasn't changed. God has delivered. Tell somebody, in church. But it was still there. Well, why were they down? Because y'all would let them know. Y'all would free. So God is trying to move them to another spiritual plane. But all you, I'm going to tell the truth. You know, it's the truth. The world talks about the church. All us holy people, all us righteous people, won't let them go.
Yes.
Keep bringing up their
past.
And God is living there. You know why God told the people? Now listen, if Jesus called Lazarus from the dead, could he have loosed him? Right? Jesus called him from the dead with his spoken word. Jesus said, Lazarus, come forth, grave clothes fall, ties let go. But Jesus understood until the people did what they needed to do in church. Until they freed them in church. They weren't going to be free. They weren't going to believe. So some of us today, in church, all bound up, because people won't lose us and let us go. Paul says, forget
it.
Paul said, you know what? If I would just remember all the mess ups that I've done. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about me. He said, if I can remember all the Christians that I killed, if I even remember that when he was stoning Stephen, I was standing there holding the clothes and consenting for Stephen's death. He said, if I remember all that, guess what? He's might be a spiritual basket case. How many know today there's too many spiritual basket cases in church because they won't let go? The Bible says, he that sits in the Lord, hey, I'm not supposed to go here. Y'all don't be here.
That's all right.
I'm just going to go anywhere. I'm just going to go anywhere. The Bible says, these 16 are the Lord. He said, but this 17 is an abomination to the Lord. He that sowed discord to God. Lord, I wonder today, has anybody been sowing discord? Walk. I said, loose. If somebody has wronged me, and there's a lot of people that have wronged me, but they come to me, I already have loosened. Yes, they done me wrong. God knows, but I heard the scripture say, if you don't forgive men their trespasses against you, God said, neither will I forgive you. So don't talk to me about the past. Just loosen. God has something in store for all of us. Now, how many of us have put a word on somebody? I'm not supposed to go there, but go there for a minute. Right. Yeah, you're gonna be mad one way or the other anyway. Right? So you know, I might as well tell you the truth. Somebody come in church and people don't know nothing about it. And I've been in church 2 or 3 days, they know their whole history.
Jesus.
Everything about all their failures. So then you didn't know nothing about that. Now all of a sudden you walk up to them and you gotta have a nerve to have an attitude.
Yeah.
Y'all understand the church?
Yeah, Jesus.
Y'all understand? Really? You know, when Tommy starts to listen, I don't want to hear nothing about nobody else's past. Because when I open my book, I just said when I open my book, if I look at all my mess ups, if I look at all my we can't get the deliverance that God has intended for us because we're looking
bad.
I could have had this position at my job, but listen, God knows how to fix every situation in your life. But he only asks us one, he said, do this, as we all see. God said, if you want me to help you, he said, this is all I want you to do. He says, come on to
me.
Don't go to nobody else. It's time to come to Jesus. Jesus knows how to fix it. Jesus knows how to help you. If anybody, listen, you know how people have a tendency, I heard my past for so many years, I just don't look at them. If I look back at my past, I'll be messed up. Because I messed up. I know I messed up. I know my road I've traveled hasn't been the right. I know I made some horrible decisions. Amen. Even after I died, saved. But you know, I can't stay back there. I said, Lord, I got to go forward. Anybody feel like pressing on to higher ground? It's hard not to stay back there. But as long as you stay back there, God can never take you to the next spiritual level. Lucifer and elders, ministers, all the workers come forward. I'm about to say this. Somebody tired of being in their same old messed up situation. Tired of reliving the failures of the past. Tired of being wrapped up, tired of being in a situation. I want to say, anybody that is willing to come to Jesus. And you know the great thing about coming to Jesus? When you come to Jesus with the right heart and the right spirit, he says your sins, your iniquities, your past, he said, I don't even remember it. If you come to Jesus, can we say the right way? He said, hey, somebody said, I don't go. Just come. Give him a try and see what God can do in your life.